And welcome back to Everything Works Out. I'm Alicia, your host as usual. Today we're going to be talking about 3 steps to start your own business, a side hustle, or even just to get those creative juices flowing on a new idea. So let's get into it. First off, if I sounded less clear than usual, I am trying to record without a microphone because my old one of like 14 years decided to tragically stop working, but we persevere, so hopefully the sound is not too bad for all of you while I sort out my mic situation. I recently watched the Barbie movie, like every other girl in the universe, and it reminded me of all the amazing things women can do and women entrepreneurs who are currently slaying it. My coworkers all have a killer business under their belt, and I got hyped up recently to start my own. Now, I have actually had many little side hustles throughout my life and have also always freelance designed on the side as well. But I feel like I might be coming to a place where I want something that maybe isn't design related as a side hustle slash business. I think it's hard to separate yourself from your art when you work in the field because you probably initially got into it from art being your hobby, but now it has ended up as your work. Sometimes hobby turned work doesn't scratch your art and design itch to create, and other times it will leave you feeling like you never want to open an Illustrator file in your life. I have experienced both scenarios, but right now I am at the part where I think I can use my design skills for a different purpose for myself than just designing for clients all day. Anyways, now that I just rambled for 5 minutes, let's get into the 3 steps I am personally giving myself to try and break down the process of thinking of a new business I can start. I'm hoping you guys can take these 3 steps and implement them into your life and think of something that you can start up. I think the first step is to always look inward and identify what you're passionate about, which I've said so many times on this podcast, and think about what you think you're good at. I think combining your passion and expertise will increase your chances of success because you'll be more motivated to persevere when things aren't coming as easily. So I would ask yourself, what are you genuinely interested in? And how can you apply the skills you have to create value for others? Now, as you're listening to these points, you can be jotting down some notes or just go back and listen after. I'll also write 3 points in the show notes, so you can have them there as well. But basically, just write in point form. You don't have to write an essay for this. Just keep it easy and light. The second step is to research the market you are trying to break into. Look for current trends, consumer demands, and potential gaps that may exist in the industry you're trying to get into. Pay attention to what your competitors are doing, but don't feel discouraged if you feel like your idea isn't original enough, because there's always room to improve or innovate on things that currently exist. I like using Pinterest to search for these things because if you use the right keywords, Pinterest will populate a bunch of pins based on your idea. Or if you're thinking of a specific product, you'll definitely be able to see ones that already exist by searching there. The third step is to brainstorm and iterate. Explore different angles and variations, but don't let the iteration phase take over your life because this can definitely happen sometimes. I feel like it's easy to continuously think that things can be done better. But at some point, you have to get to a spot where you're happy with it and make it time to put it down and start putting it into action. Now, don't quote me on this, but I have lived by the motto of launch now, think later for every project I have done in my personal life. And it seems when I don't overthink it, what I want comes more naturally to me. So brainstorm and do a couple of rounds of iteration on your idea, but ultimately get to a place where you feel confident to start and you can always grow and fix from there. So I'm taking these steps and trying to use them to create a little plan for myself with a couple of the broader ideas I have for a business. I usually do this in point form, like I said, to get the gist of it out, so I don't feel like I need to write and put pressure on myself to like write paragraphs and paragraphs. So just jot out your quick findings as a start, and then you can go back and get into the deep, dark bits of it all when you do the research. That's all for today's episode. If you are trying to start your own little business and want to chat about it, My DMs are always open on Instagram or TikTok at Everything Works Out Pod. All the links are always in the show notes. I would love to hear your ideas and maybe talk through some of them with you. So definitely send them over. And I will talk to you guys next Sunday. Bye.